This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Thank you for joining the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims, right here on Faith Talk 1360. KPXQ. I want to be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your family. For some, this is the best time of year, and for some of us, it's the worst time of year. Some are dealing with custody issues, like who gets the kids this year for Christmas. Some are dealing with job loss or divorce issues. Regardless of the situation, it all comes down to forgiveness. Today's show is about forgiveness. It's that time of the year. I have a quote by Lynette Hoy. In the Bible, it says that God loves the world so much that it sent his only son so that we could be forgiven. As people, we all make mistakes. Not one of us can live up to the standard God set on our own. But God promises that if we accept what Jesus did for us, we can be forgiven. The slate can be wiped clean no matter what has happened in the past. God promises us strength for today and bright hope for the future. Whatever happened in your yesterdays, God can take care of all of your tomorrows. Today's guest is Pastor Mike Sims, founder of the Bridge Community Church. And we're going to speak about forgiveness. Pastor Mike, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Hey, thank you so much, Vance. It's awesome to be here with you and to talk about what may be the most important core issue of Christianity. So, let's get into it. As you know, Jesus came that we might be forgiven.
Yes.
I mean, that's the core of the gospel, that he made it possible for us to be forgiven for all of our sins, to be taken away forever. And forgiveness for each and every one of us means that when we die, we don't get judged the way sinners do, and our sin is no longer counted against us. That's the good news, that by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, realizing that he came to pay a debt he didn't know, a debt we could not pay. He paid for us.
Yes.
And he made the way for us to come to the Father and be forgiven. And when we are forgiven by the Father, he makes statements in the Word of God like, "I'll remember your sin no more." I heard one pastor once say, and it took me back a little bit when he said it. He said, "You know, there are things that God doesn't know about you that Satan does." And I said, "Well, that's impossible because God knows everything." And then he said, "No, because God has forgotten your past sins, but Satan just keeps bringing them up."
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing to think about, you know.
Absolutely.
Our forgiveness of our sins, what Jesus taught and what the Bible teaches throughout, is that those who are given much are required to give much. So when we realize that we have been forgiven of everything, then we also have to realize, because of that, because of this great love that's been shed abroad in our hearts, because of this great grace that has been given to us, God then turns around and says, "Now that you know how powerful this is, you've got to be able to be the one who forgives and not just the one who is forgiven." Mm-hmm. And he drives that point home over and over again for us, because without a doubt, you know, it's probably the most difficult thing that we do as human beings, is be able to acknowledge the hurt that someone has delivered to us, whether they did it intentionally or not. It's much easier, obviously, if it's unintentional, to forgive them. You know, "Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to hurt you." But when it comes to those who set out to hurt you in some way, either by something they say to you, something they say about you, or something they do to you. When somebody has nothing but ill will in mind, when they hurt you, and then, after they hurt you, have absolutely no sorrow or regret about it, man, how do we forgive them?
That's heavy. And thank you for coming out of the gate the way you just did, Pastor Mike, because when I was telling the staff I wanted to have you in and talk about forgiveness, they're like, man, this is a week before Christmas. Why are we – this is supposed to be happy times, because if you cut the television on, all the commercials or all the holiday shows and the mall got the happy, happy music – people are broken right now. Mm-hmm. People are angry right now. People are dealing with unforgiveness right now. Everything about the holidays is not happy, happy for everybody. That's why I said I've got to get Pastor Mike on here. And even before we get even deeper in that, because some people are listening to that right now, they're ready to change the dial because they don't want to let go of that unforgiveness. They need to, and they need to hear this from you. But and before we get even deeper in that, because I want people to know about the Bridge Community Church, tell us a little bit more about the Bridge Community Church.
We founded, my wife and I, the Bridge Community Church in 2005. We were associate pastors at the River of Life in Phoenix, a great church. We were there for 15 years, and while we were there, we assumed a lot of different responsibilities. We had the family ministries, the marriage ministries. We were over deacons and ushers, and I was also over all of the productions, which we did a great deal of, and we were just loving everybody there, and still do. Awesome church. Highly recommend anybody who lives in the Phoenix area. If you need a church to go to, I would recommend to this day, go to the River of Life. It's an awesome church.
I would recommend it. It is my home church. Absolutely. So everything you're saying, I back up in support.
But a funny thing happened, because as long as we were there, our testimony was, we are never going to leave the River of Life. The Lord himself would have to come down and sup with us to convince us it was his will for us to leave the river for anything. And, he didn't quite do that, but he came real close, and he spoke to our hearts in 2005 and said he wanted us to go out in the West Valley, which for us just could have been a foreign country, because we had lived in the East Valley all the time. We'd been here since we moved in 1990. The West Valley was something we passed through on the I-10 on our way back and forth to the West Coast. That was it. So we did. We were obedient, and it was difficult to leave. But at the same time, we knew we had God's word. He was the one who spoke to us. He was the one who had promised to provide and not just guide.
Yes.
Because we didn't have anything. I was not a student of church plants. I had not attended any of the conferences or read any of the books, and it turns out to be a good thing. Had I done any of that, I would have totally been persuaded not to do what God had told me to do.
Yeah.
Men would have talked me out of it, because they have some really good arguments about doing what we did the way we did it. But God was with us. So 2005, we planted it. We were in a school, a small school cafeteria to begin with. We moved into the auditorium, and from there we moved into a church that we rented for about a year, and then God allowed us to buy our own church building in Tolleson, right in the residential area, a few blocks down from the high school there. So we are now in Tolleson. Our services are 10:30, and we have a great vision, just as the river did, for multicultural, multiracial, non-denominational, spirit-filled church where all people from all nations can come and gather and worship the one true God. And, Pastor Lee Pace of the River once said, this is the way heaven's going to look when you look out over a congregation of every color and shade. God's colorblind, and we need to be that way as well. So there's no way to really design a church like that. You can't stand at the door and demand who comes in or who doesn't come in. But that was our prayer. Our prayer was to have that same a multicultural, multiracial feel. And God's just been really good to us and answered our prayer. And We've been able to do that on a smaller level. We have a congregation of under 200, maybe 100, 150, depending what day you come or what week. But we're also thrilled that when we bought the building that we now meet in, we also became stewards over one of the great food banks in the Phoenix area, the Tollison Food Bank, that ministers to hundreds and hundreds of families every month. We have about eight other churches and ministries that we also give food to twice a week that they can distribute to their communities and their churches. And that's just been, it was always on our heart to have a food pantry. And when we were looking for buildings, that was part of our vision, was to have a food pantry. When God opened the door for us to get this building and also be the stewards over this wonderful food bank that's been there now for 23 years, that was just an answer to prayer above and beyond what we could think or imagine, as the scripture says. So we're blessed.
Yes.
And we encourage anybody, if you're looking for a home church and you're in the West Valley, come and give us a look-see. You can go to our website, bridgeworshipcenter.com, and check out our times and see some pictures and videos. Decide whether or not it looks interesting. Come visit.
The Bridge Community Church in Tollison, Arizona. I always want people to know, find a church where you live. Every time I have a pastor in, please plug your church so we can invite people.
I appreciate that.
Pastor Mike, what is forgiveness?
You know, one of the best definitions I ever heard about forgiveness came at a 12-step resident program that I was at, not as a resident, but as a friend of a resident.
Yes.
And it was the day when families and friends were supposed to come to those who are being treated at this center for the purpose of those who have been involved in any sort of dependency, alcoholism, drugs, usually do a lot of harm to relationships as a result of their addictions. And so this was a day as part of their program where they asked friends and family who had been hurt by these addicts to come in and for those addicts to say they're sorry and ask to be forgiven. They recognized that in your 12-step program, forgiving others and asking for forgiveness, it is one of the primary steps. So I was there because this friend of mine, all of his family, this was in California, all of his family was in Chicago area, and nobody was really here. I was really his only friend. I came there, and he had never really done anything to hurt or harm me. So, but I understood the leader that day said, this is what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is giving up your right to be angry, giving up your right to be bitter, and giving up your right to get even.
You can't get even?
You give up that right. And when he said that, now I had, at that time, this was 30 years ago. I was a Christian for just a short time, and I understood the great forgiveness God had given me, but I had never heard it defined that way, and it just went boom. That is exactly right. And you can't halfway forgive someone. Now, years later, I'll share a testimony about someone we both know, and she won't mind me mentioning her name because she shares this testimony publicly, and that's a Joan Cavanaugh Biggs.
Yes.
She's a wonderful woman of God.
Miss Joan.
Yes, Miss Joan. She was confined to a wheelchair. She was crippled, and they never really understood what it was. They thought maybe fibromyalgia, maybe this, maybe something else. And she was at a church service. And Joan, if you hear this and I mess it up a little bit, you'll know that my heart is right. Maybe you get an opportunity to clean it up. But this is my understanding of her testimony. I've heard her tell it a couple of times. She was at this meeting in her wheelchair. She hadn't been able to walk. She just didn't have any strength in her limbs. So that, like I say, the doctors didn't have a clear idea what it was, but all she knew. But she was at the altar praying for others because she's a minister of the gospel. And when she got done, my understanding, a woman she was praying with asked if she could pray for Joan. And Joan said, absolutely. So the woman was praying for her. And when she's done, the woman said, the Lord told me this. He told me that you need to forgive your husband. You know, and she said, well, I have forgiven my husband, her ex-husband. And she says, no, God says you haven't forgiven him. And he's told me that if you're really going to forgive him, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to forgive him. And then every day you're going to pray for him the same way you pray for yourself. Everything that you pray to be blessed by God yourself, you have to pray for him. And when you can do that, you'll know that you've really forgiven him. And she was taken aback by that because she realized how hard that was going to be for her to do. But she, by faith, she started doing it. And within just a few days, she was healed.
For praying for her ex-husband.
Truly forgiving him.
Yes.
Giving up her right to be angry. Giving up her right to be bitter. Giving up her right to get even. That's an amazing thing. And going so far as to actually pray blessings upon him.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show, and our guest is Pastor Mike Sims from the Bridge Community Church, and we're talking about forgiveness. We'll hear more from Pastor Mike after this.
Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
And we are back with Pastor Mike Sims, founder of the Bridge Community Church. And today we are talking about forgiveness. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. Or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Pastor Mike, at the top of the show, we were talking about forgiving others who wronged us. My question to you is, how do we forgive ourselves?
Wow. You know, that's sometimes more difficult for certain people. But it's the same formula regardless, whether you're forgiving others or yourself. You have to, first of all, here's the thing about being able to forgive anyone. Anyone who has not received forgiveness from God is incapable of forgiving someone, not truly forgiving them. They might go through the motions. They might pretend, oh, yes, I forgive you, all of that lip service kind of stuff. But true forgiveness is deeply spiritual, and we need the enablement of the Holy Spirit to truly do it. To do it, you know, on a surface level, to just do it, to say the words, isn't very meaningful. So first of all, you know, we need to let everybody know that if you haven't come to the cross yourself, if you haven't come to the feet of Jesus, if you haven't realized that he is the great deliverer, the great savior, the great son of God, and indeed divine himself, the one who gives us forgiveness, the only one through whose blood we're able to receive that forgiveness. If you haven't done that, you're in no position to really forgive anyone else, and you're really in a bad situation. Not only can you not forgive, but your life right now is much darker, and you are destined for an eternal place of torment and constant torment. So first things first, everybody needs to get forgiven of God. And we do that simply by coming to Jesus and putting our trust in him and praying to him. The Bible says in Romans, if we believe in our heart that Christ rose from the dead and confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. And anyone who even calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. The grace of God is so wonderful. It doesn't require many people want to become better in order to come to God. And God says, no, come to me and I'll make you better.
Yes.
So we bring all of our baggage, all of our life, all of the dark things we've been involved with. We just bring it to him by faith and say, Lord, I'm putting my trust in you. Forgive me. I want to serve you. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a child of God. I don't want to mess with all this stuff anymore. Make me the person you intended me to be. And when we come to that place where we trust in him fully and depend on him completely for our salvation, Christ alone. You've often heard me say at our men's breakfast, you know, Jesus plus nothing equals everything. You don't have to come to Jesus and then jump through a bunch of hoops. All you got to do is come to Jesus. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. So once we've done that and we've received this magnificent salvation and we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, as the Bible proclaims, now we have the supernatural ability to forgive others. And it comes down to a choice. It really is a choice. Forgiveness is not an emotion. It's not a feeling. It is a choice. And it's really a choice to be obedient unto God. Because God commands us to forgive others. He says it many, many times in scriptures that we must forgive others. In fact, he says if you don't forgive others when you pray, he will not forgive you. Now, that's pretty heavy.
That's very heavy.
And so we have a lot of Christians who are still hanging on to unforgiveness, and they're wondering why their prayers aren't being answered. This is a big reason, because you're praying for yourself, and God's waiting for you to forgive that person or those people or that group or that organization or that company or that whatever.
Still holding on to
still
that father that left them, the ex-spouse,
yes,
the boss that fired them. And if I could piggyback off of that, Mike, Pastor Mike, I would also like to say community, especially for us as men. We don't share our hearts with each other. For me, once a month, I come to your Men on Fire breakfasts once a month. Men, if you're broken or dealing with anything, or you're just looking to be around real men, Pastor Mike, touch on the Men on Fire breakfast.
We have a breakfast. It's the first Saturday of every month, and we do it at the Golden Corral. We're not in a church. We're not doing this to promote anyone's church. We have close to 15 or 20 different churches, men from those churches, pastors from those churches that are coming together.
And I want to say that come from all over the valley.
All over the valley.
Go
all
ahead.
Over the valley. We started small about 4 years ago, and God has just touched it. We now have upwards of 100 or more men at our breakfast at the Golden Corral. It's the Golden Corral in Goodyear on Dysart Road, if you're interested. It's the first Saturday of every month. The next one, January 3rd,
yes,
is at 7 o'clock. We've changed our time. We used to meet at 8. Now we're meeting at 7 a.m. So it's free. Breakfast is free. And we call out to all men to come. And our whole purpose is to lift up Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's all we say, and that's all we do. We bring the brothers together. We worship. The Golden Corral allows us to have live praise and worship in that restaurant on Saturday mornings. It's pretty amazing.
Well, for me, I look forward to it because all month long, you know, I'm doing a radio show, we're doing workshops, training, speaking engagements, the Tribune, and then go there, man, and get loved on by a little over 100 men and different speakers and all cultures, all backgrounds, all age groups. And we can surrender things. We can leave things there.
Yes.
So I encourage you, wives, send your husbands Saturday, January 3rd at 7 a.m. at the Golden Corral. Pastor Mike, how can our listeners... Where can our listeners go to learn more about the Bridge Community Church and the Men on Fire breakfast?
Men on Fire, we have a Facebook page, but you can go to the Bridge's website as well, which is www.bridgeworshipcenter.com, and just go into ministries there and learn more about us there. And my personal cell phone number is available to everybody. So if anybody wants to give me a call personally, it's 602-295-3655. I will answer my phone and tell you all about it and tell you how to get there. And
now, you do realize we got listeners all around the country.
That's okay.
So you start seeing all these crazy zip codes and area codes. But see, that's what I love about the radio show, and that's what I love about the guest of the Father Matters show. This ain't the Vance Sims show. It's the Father Matters show with Vance Sims. But it's about community, and it's about networking. And give him a call. What's your phone number again, Pastor Mike?
602-295-3655. That's my personal cell, and I have it with me all the time.
Pastor Mike, I want to thank you for joining me today, and you definitely got to come back. We just touched on forgiveness.
Oh, we really have. It's
okay.
It's like I say, it is one of the deepest core issues of Christianity, that's to be sure.
Well, thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Hope to see you at the Men on Fire breakfast Saturday, January 3rd at 7 a.m. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.